Radio Prague News.
Preparations are reportedly underway for an official state visit to Prague in December by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Czech police will maintain a heightened presence in areas of North Bohemia for at least the next 2 or 3 weeks in response to an increase in violence. And football's Sparta Prague dropped out of the Europa League's playoffs after losing to Romania's Vaslui 2-1 on aggregate. News sites, including Czech Position, have reported that preparations are well underway for a first official visit to Prague by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The Internet Daily on Friday cited sources at Prague Castle who indicated the visit is planned for December. It is likely to coincide with an exhibition of artifacts from the Kremlin at Prague Castle beginning on December the 9th. The Czech and Russian presidents met in Prague last April during the landmark signing of a new nuclear arms reduction deal by Mr. Medvedev and U.S. President Barack Obama. According to sources, discussions during the December visit will focus on numerous topics, including a major tender on the construction of 2 reactors at the Czech nuclear power plant Temelín. The Russian company Atomstroy Export, in partnership with the Czech engineering company Škoda JS, is competing for the deal with the U.S.-based Westinghouse and France's Areva. Czech police will maintain a heightened presence in areas of North Bohemia for at least 2 or 3 weeks, the police president Petr Lessi announced late Thursday after meeting with officials in Rumburg. Patrols in the area have been reinforced in reaction to growing tension between members of the local Roma and non-Roma community and are intended to drive local crime down. The town of Shluknov has registered a number of violent incidents in recent weeks, while Rumburg was the site of a street fight and allegedly racially motivated attack last weekend involving more than 20 people. On Friday, some 200 police officers are monitoring demonstrations going ahead in parts of North Bohemia. In roughly 3 weeks, the police will assess developments and consider further steps, the police president said. A 44-year-old snake breeder from Ostrava Přívoz was transported to Prague's General Teaching Hospital on Friday after being bitten by a viper, ČTK reported. The accident took place at around 7 a.m. Doctors in Ostrava who treated the patient opted for his transfer after consultation with toxicology specialists in Prague. The man was flown in stabilized condition and is to receive antivenom at the hospital. But the doctor who treated him said a worsening of the patient's condition could not be ruled out. Last year, in a similar incident, a Czech snake breeder miraculously survived a black mamba bite, which is almost always fatal. Turning to sports, Sparta Prague beat FC Vaslui 1-0 in the second leg of the Europa League's playoffs in Prague on Thursday night. However, the hosts dropped out of the competition as they lost the first leg 2-0. Sparta, with a 2-goal deficit from the first leg, pushed to score early, but the Romanian team's defense resisted. With time, the visitors had some good opportunities, but it was Sparta that went ahead on a goal from Manuel Pamić in the 59th minute. Sparta tried to score a second goal, but ran out of time. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news.